We continue with Hilchos Shabbos with Simon Reish Ein Beis Ein Reish Beis Al Ezi Ein Mekadshim, which with which one could you make Kiddush? And that's an Aleph and Aleph Sif Test. Says the Machab, "Mokum she'ein yain matzah, in the place where wine is not found." Yesham, some say shemekadshin al sheicher, you can make Kiddush on beer or sharmashk and other beverages. Chutz from the mayim, except for water. Yesham, some say that no she'ein mekadshin, you can't make Kiddush on these other beverages. Ulavash, according to the Rosh, belayla lo yikadesh al sheicher, at nighttime you shouldn't make Kiddush on beer. El al pas, only on bread. But bake in the morning, Shabbos morning, yes, to table the Kaddish al Sheikh, it's better to make Kiddush on beer. Shabbos al-Bashakal, that you make a shakal. It couldn't break some ice before making a brocha maitzi. Shabbos al-Bashakal, because if you can make a brocha on bread first, in crunch machine, you're not doing anything different than you normally do when you're eating your suda. But every time him says Machabe, and these are words that make sense. Hagar says, Jamal, Bechin, the Menik Pasha, Kedavir Rosh, and that's the widespread custom, like the words of the Rosh. Now, Bimiyain Be'ir, if there's wine in the city, lo Kaddish al-Bas, then one should not make Kiddush even Friday night on bread. Now, Misha in the Shaysi Yain Misham Nedev, if someone's not drinking wine because of a vow, then Yachal is a Ketentum and Beis, like Kaddish Lobby can make Kiddush on it, but Yishto Achim and Masubin Nimboy, and that others that are eating with him could drink from it. Now, Vimein Achim Nimboy, if there's no others with him, then Yikaddish Lobby, possible Yain. So if he made a vow that he's not going to drink the wine, so obviously he can't not make Kiddush, he should make Kiddush on bread and not on wine. Oh, Yishma Kiddush Machim, or you should hear Kiddush from someone else. That's like, Mamini Perkoftes, Machazach Yain, you should try to go after wine. Or Chubis Mamini Sef, Allah, Flaw, Sam Dal, Yikaddish Lobby, that you make Kiddush on bread. So you have to see the difference is that Michael Abadoi depends if he's eating by himself, then Michael Machem, or if he's eating with others. It says Mishbrua, Sif Cotton, Chavdal. So Machabe said, when there's no wine that's found, some say, Shemekadish al Sheikh, you can make Kiddush on beer that Bedavka Bemakam Davachamar Medina. Says Mishbrua, then that's specifically in the place where the beer is considered the national beverage. I knew that Shein Yain Motzeh B'chol Eir B'Shanazu. That there's not really so much wine found in the whole city in that year. And that their primary beverage that they drink is from beer and these other type of beverages. Now, if there is wine, but the other should be yirk, it's just very expensive. So that's still considered that it is found. Not like we said B'mokum Shein Yain Motzeh. It is Motzeh. Now, the imen yain yisrael matzah. Now, but if there's no Jewish wine that's found, afa b'shayin in yud matzah. Although there's a lot of non-Jewish wine, let me come matzah. They said that would not make it considered as found. And again, then you would have those who would say that you could make kiddush Friday night on beer, sifkan chavei, or shomashkan, other beverages. Now, b'chalav Hashem and in mechalze, milk and oil is not included in this category. Though in chamar medina, it's not a national beverage. The in regular shleis lebashket, people don't generally drink it as a beverage. Masha, because of this, says mechaber right chutz v'mayim, except for water. What do you mean? It's not just water. It's not what it means to say it. Afim shtiz kol makom hu rakvayim. Even if, yes, all the people in that place, their only beverage they drink is water. Veloch, even so, ein dina the kriz chavayim medina al dezer. That would not make it into the national beverage through that fact. But you saying sarv, now regarding schnapps, ayin lekamei, look later on. Sifkon chavav, so he said all these other beverages, chutzim lemayim, except for water. Ayin lekamei, mesem rish tzadikvav, sif beiz, mash kizam nesham mishbura, where the district 23 brings that he discussed the mashka, what's called hakavas, and also barsht. We read something that even b'shas tzchak, even in the pressing situation, one does not make a brach on them because they're not considered significant. And even if most of the people in the country drink them, then regarding other beverages, if in our times they consider chamar medina, look over there that we discussed this over there in the dirshu. Continues mishmur sivkon chavzai. So we had this machlekes. Some say yes, you can make it. Some say not. So la rush b'chul according to the rush, at nighttime one should not make on beer, but rather on bread. Shabbos in the morning, then yes, better to make on beer. Then on bread. So, Gamma Rosh Vile, Ki Yashem Harishan. So, Mishnah explains. The Rosh also has like the first Yash Aimrim that you could, if there's no wine that's found, you can make Kiddush on beer. Elo, but, Kivit Shabbos Bolotzer, so the Shabbos, since the bread's coming for the purposes of the needs of the Shabbos meal, Chashat Fe Meshech, it's more significant than beer. The Kaddish Babalilo, for the Friday night Kiddush. Now, Ladino, according to Allah, Yishli Zolik, one should be careful initially, Shlili Kaddish Babalilo, not to make Kiddush Friday night, Ashum Mashkan, any beverage, Chutzman the Yain, except for wine, Oi Pas, Imin Yain Beer, or bread if there is no wine in town. Ukamela, we can say later on, the Habagadil Rishon Machim, because many of the great Rishonim are stringent. You don't fulfill yechiv of kiddush. Machaba also does not come out alocha. He says yeshem yeshem, which means it's so to speak. It doesn't say definitively which one. So better not to make on anything else. So on Friday night, one should not make on beer, but rather only ala pas on bread. Umenech yodabalav, and he puts his hands on the bread ad gemar kiddush until he finishes kiddush. Kamach kozav simen tov pe gimel. For time, the reason is the kamach tzarch lechas beer that kosher kiddush. Just like when you make kiddush, you have to be holding the cup of kiddush. Kach tzarch lechas a pas beer the kiddush mekash al pas. When you make kiddush on the bread, you have to be holding your hands on the bread when you're making kiddush. Simen kov tes. Now Shabbos in the morning, Then we said that it's better toleib lekadish to make kiddush on the beer. And that is the bezel used to malapas. Now that's better than bread. Like Machab explains the reasoning. Abayim, but wine, but makosh matzah where it's found. Vadi yevar chalav. For sure you should make kiddush on the wine. Afel abayim even during kiddush in the morning. Kedem muchach b'zim reish peites. Said base. Umukavakam oev b'minzein ozayin b'yeker. In our countries where wine is expensive, but reish tis medina b'shamashkin, and most of the drinking of the people in the country are from other beverages. Le'nogu afel agadaylam. So then the custom is not even by the great ones. La'hadach yayin b'yem to try to get wine by Shabbos day. Shakiddush alahu rakman darbanu kuliyama, because according to everyone, it's kiddush only rabbinic. For same chenasim al divrei, and they were regarding that, they rely on the words of those that are lenient. Whoever makes kiddush, whoever Shabbos day on wine too. But the oisim mitzvah mufcha is definitely doing the most choices mitzvah. Sivkot lamed. So he said, but regarding between bread and beer, it's definitely better to make it al sheicha on beer. Now v'mchavav l'yayin sarif. Now if he likes schnapps better, he likes scotch, bourbon. So then, yochle kaddish lo b'yem like a tchil. Then, even initially, he can make kiddush on that Shabbos morning. But b'naseinu shulchan aradina in our countries, where that is the national beverage. Achshi zor likach koyis makzin reviz. But he has to make sure he is holding a cup that holds a reviz aloik. V'lishtus b'menu malay mlugmov, and he should drink from it a cheekful shurei reviz, which is the majority of this reviz. But the evid, and after the fact, oy b'shas etzchak. In a pressing situation, shen yochle lishtus k'mem lugam, he can't drink a whole cheekful of that. V'ein layayin ushar mashkin, he doesn't have wine or other beverages. A filishtis kol mesubim, b'sam l'malay lugmov. So then even all those around the table, if they drink from it, they'll combine for whatever they drink for the shir of malay lugmov. V'kil el b'simen reishayinav sibidad. Now, in may divash ushar mashkin, regarding honey, water, and other beverages, ayin mashkisar l'kamam, b'sim reishatik vav, b'mishn b'ruah. Sivkot laman alv. So he said that in the morning, it's better to make kiddush on beer, and you'll make on it a shahakal. Now regarding this bracha that you're adding on before the meal, who hecker shu lichvay the Shabbos, that's recognizable that you're doing it for the honor of Shabbos, mashenkin, which is not the case in the bracha pas. So you make kiddush Shabbos in the morning on bread, in kan hecker kol, so there's no recognition at all. I'm not making a special text of makadish on Shabbos like you make Friday night, and the fact that you make a mitzi that you have to make for the suda anyway, so it's better to make on beer or schnapps, because then you're showing you're making a special bracha. Sivkal on mabez, and the Ramah brought that's the widespread custom like the Rush. But if there's wine in town, then lo yikadosh al pas, one should not make kiddush on bread. And the reason is kidei lochash al das rabbi natam, to be concerned with the opinion of rabbi natam. So said that he holds dei makadosh al pas klal, said the magen ram, that you don't make kiddush on bread at all. But now you should know that filler rush, but yes, ha'paiskim, and like tinnika pasayu, even according to Rush and the other paiskim that we hold like them, the mutla kadosh al pas, you allow to make kiddush right in that on bread, gam kimay do they also agree to be mokum shishan beir, if there is wine in town, im makadosh al pas, you don't make kiddush on bread. Because they can mitzu hu aliyan, because the primary mitzu is on wine, achtel hu is just according to them, im pas chabala yis miyan, if bread is more dear to him than wine, then us mutla kadosh al pas, then you're allowed to make kiddush on bread, afil yish liyan, even if he has wine. Maybe it's on this point that the velt is not to be lenient regarding and they make kiddush Friday night on bread. And if someone's not drinking wine because of a neder, then he could make kiddush on that and have others drink from it. Comes out, the no, then you would not be able to make kiddush. That others should drink from it because since they know how to make their own bread, as the dish which when he brings that he proves this in the Tshuva Shilas Yaivitz from this that the Gemara Pesachim that Chabez says that you're not allowed to pass a cup of wine to a Nazir. If that's the case, for sure you're not make kiddush on wine for someone that's forbidden it. Ela says the Mishpul lehemi kaddish b'atzmon, rather they should make kiddush themselves. Will you kaddish l'pas and he should make kiddush on bread, or he should have sivkan lamadalad or yishma kiddush machem, or should he kiddush from others? Right, someone means to say is yelach etzel b'suv nachem. He should go to those who are. To others who are sitting around, Shabbakach Asma, they're making kiddush for themselves. At the Shartzin, as Memhe says, that you shouldn't ask what he says in the beginning, there's no others with him. Yeah, he should go to those others, Mesubin Achem, that are making kiddush for themselves, and he should be Yitzu with them. Be'alacha, and the Ramaskal Shemakach Allah Sheikhad, you can make kiddush on beer, like I said, look at Mishra Sivkot Nachabdal, and that's when the Magen Rambam, the name of the Paiskim, the Pindad Rambam, is that if most of the people in our country drink beer, that's considered Chamar Medina. It sounds like that even if there's also wine in town, which he says, look at El Yerabba, but he holds that it doesn't help Chamar Medina only for Abdullah, but by Kiddush, you're not allowed to make Kiddush on any beverage except for wine. The Maskal Mimyayin Be'ir, if there's wine in town, you should not make Kiddush on bread. So look at Mishbura. That is, even if bread is more dear to him than wine, as obvious from Dar Chamesh, look at the Ahab and the Rechaim, he says, I saw the Paskin, they ruled that if the bread is more dear to him more than wine, you can make Kiddush on bread. And it sounds like that his opinion is inclined to come out like the way Beis Yosef is inclined at the end of his words, and in the Rambam, it sounds like that he explains Rivta Chavivale, that bread is dear to him, meaning more dear to him than wine. And Turin Nehmer of Hai sounds like that Rivta Chavivale means that wine is not acceptable to him and to have pleasure from it. And it would seem that in such a situation that Rav Hai is discussing, I'm sure you could rely on the opinion of Beis Yosef to make Kiddush on bread, even Liketchila. In the Sharad Sian, this is Dirja 21 from yesterday's daf. Sharad Sian said in Islam and Aleph, look at Eli Rab named Aguda. It's dyke over there from the Ogre, the daf gave wine. The other one is not good at all, but if it's good, it's not as good as Yamavushal, then you make a bracha on the one that's not Mavushal.